Now I've got this edition's quiz question for you to test your little grey cells. And again, we're in the area of general knowledge. We want to know, after what is London's Fleet Street named? After what is London's Fleet Street named? And we'll give you the correct answer next week. And now for two more items of information. Firstly, a new form of eye problem treatment follows research. Following a major landmark study at Moorfields Eye Hospital into laser treatment, the National Institute for Health and Care guidelines for treating glaucoma have been revised to recommend laser trabeculoplasty as a first-line therapy over eye drops. Laser treatment can help drain fluid in the eye, reducing pressure. Moorfields continues to innovate in glaucoma treatment. To help tackle this increase in demand for laser treatment, it has installed a new laser, which is non-contact and automated. I've high hopes that this will not only allow us to rapidly expand the number of glaucoma patients we can treat and cut waiting times, but will also be more comfortable for the patients, says Gus Gazzard, consultant ophthalmic surgeon and director of surgery at Moorfields Eye Hospital. And our second item is headlined, Limited Time to Apply for Help in Meeting Energy Bills. People in Essex struggling to pay energy bills have until the end of March to access help from a special winter support fund. Set up by the Cadent Foundation in December, it offers urgent financial assistance. So far, the charity has helped thousands of people, distributing nearly 1,500 food, energy, and essential heating vouchers throughout the east of England. Ranjit Blythe, Managing Director at Cadent Foundation, said, "We've been amazed, but sadly not surprised, by the take-up of our first winter fund, as we know from our charity partners how great the need is across the communities where we operate. We know there are still so many people across Essex that could benefit from this initiative, and we are keen to make it as simple as possible for those most in need to receive help. In the first instance, we would encourage people to contact their local Citizens Advice, who can check eligibility and provide help to access support. The Winter Support Fund proves critical, with 41% of UK adults finding it tough to meet their energy bills. Other charities like the Royal National Institute of the Blind and National Energy Action have joined in with the initiative." So now it's back to my colleagues for the rest of this week's news.